This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The election campaign for the remaining phases of the general elections is intensified with the completion of the first phase on Friday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning to end on Wednesday for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, the remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is working with the determination to take the country to the heights of development. Addressing an election rally organized in Jalore Lok Sabha constituency in Rajasthan today, he said that the central government has worked on many schemes to make the lives of women easier by providing them facilities including LPG connections and construction of toilets and homes. Referring to the water problem in the state, he said that work has been started by the state government to solve it. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma was also present in the meeting. For Jalore Lok Sabha seat, BJP has fielded Lambaram Chaudhary, while Congress has given ticket to Vaibhav Gehlot, son of former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to address an election rally in Banswara this evening. Voting is scheduled to be held on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has alleged that Ms. Mamata Banerjee is misleading the migrant labourers of Murshidabad in the issue of NRC. Addressing a public meeting at Narsingpur of Jalangi in support in party's candidate from Murshidabad today, Mr. Rajnath Singh said the central government has brought various developmental schemes for West Bengal. He said Trinamool Congress is creating division in the name of religion, while BJP is strongly opposing it. In Uttar Pradesh, BSP Chief Mayawati, addressing an election rally in support of the party candidate in Amroha today, said that there is a big difference between the actions and words of BJP. She said that BJP's guarantee will not be of any use in this election. Ms. Mayawati said that the central government is benefiting the big capitalists while the farmers of the country are in trouble. She said that whenever BSP government is formed in the state, it has always taken special care of the farmers and they have been given fair prices for their crops. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has alleged that Congress and RJD-led Grand Alliance want to push Bihar again in the era of Jungle Raj. Addressing a public meeting at Rajendra Stadium in Katihar in support of the JDU candidate today, Mr. Shah said RJD and Congress never worked to develop Bihar. He said only NDA can work for the betterment of the state. He said during the erstwhile regime of the RJD, all sections of the society had faced atrocities. He said it is the NDA who ended the era of atrocity and led the state to the path of prosperity. Mr. Shah also alleged that Congress Party has always worked against the interests of the backward class of society by protesting the report of the Kaka Sahab Kalilkal and Mandal Commission report. Balraj Pawar clinched India's first Paris Olympics quota in rowing by securing third position in the men's single scull event of the 2024 World Asian and Oceanic Olympic and Paralympic Qualification Regatta at Changju in South Korea today. The 25-year-old rower from the Indian Army demonstrated remarkable performance by clocking 7 minutes and 1.27 seconds in the 2,000-meter race and secured the quota. In IPL cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Royal Challengers Bengaluru is underway at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders were 159 for 5 in 16.2 overs a short while ago. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to field. In the second match today, Punjab Kings will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at Maharaj Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Mullanpur, Chandigarh. The match will be played from 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.